Records from the Department of Veterans Affairs show the agency is more likely to pay claims from white veterans than from their black peers. Now, a black Vietnam veteran who's had his benefits denied for years has sued the VA, accusing it of racial bias in deciding his claims. Desiree DiOrio reports for the American Homefront Project.
Conley Monk Jr. volunteered to join the Marines during the Vietnam War. He transported troops and equipment through combat zones under heavy fire, earning him several medals. But he got a less than honorable discharge in 1971 for fighting, which he blames on undiagnosed PTSD. That less than honorable discharge, or bad paper, kicked off decades of repeated denials when Monk applied for VA benefits, like disability compensation, home loans, and college tuition.
I had to work extra hard in order to survive and taking care of my family as well as to get my education.
Monk's bad paper also cut him off from health care at the VA hospital. For a while, he was homeless.
I was repeatedly denied. It wasn't like I gave up.
The Defense Department eventually upgraded his discharge to honorable in 2015, over four decades later. In the meantime, he had founded an advocacy group in Connecticut that helps other veterans with bad paper discharges. And he teamed up with the Veterans Legal Clinic at Yale Law School. Together, they obtained 20 years of disability claims records from the VA that show black veterans are more likely than white veterans to be denied disability benefits. Adam Henderson is a Yale Law School intern who helped Monk sue the VA in federal court.
Every year from 2001 to 2020, there was a statistically significant difference in claims outcomes for black and white veterans. So what that means is that a black veteran who served honorably could walk into the VA, file a disability claim, and be at a significantly higher chance of that claim being denied.
Henderson says the VA benefits determination system is broken.
VA leadership failed to maintain a system of benefits that was free from racial discrimination. And they either didn't take action or didn't have a system that they could track the data outcomes.
Henderson says he hopes the lawsuit will help pinpoint where in the system the discrimination occurs, whether that's the medical exams, the disability rating process, or somewhere else. In a statement, a spokesperson for the VA says the agency knows that racial disparities exist in benefits decisions and that it's studying ways to address them. That includes how discharge status disproportionately impacts black veterans. It's also offering one-on-one meetings with veterans who are having trouble getting their claims approved. For Henderson, that's not enough.
Comments in the press are great, but we actually want some changes. We want to make sure that the VA is held accountable for their system.
Richard Brookshire is an Army veteran and the founder of the Black Veterans Project. He says the VA's acknowledgement is encouraging, but it needs to do more to help black veterans get access to benefits.
There are now generations of black vets who weren't able to get access to specific benefits. And at the end of the day, you're talking about quite literally tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars of economic support denied to black service members.
Brookshire says he hopes Monk's lawsuit will spark wider conversations on equity in the VA.
They can't be siloed in the institution. We need a congressional hearing about this history. We need all the facts on the table, and we need veterans who've been affected to feel as though there's actual repair and redress.
Conley Monk says he wants to make sure no other black veterans find themselves in his situation because the harm has been immeasurable from going almost 45 years without all the benefits he says he was entitled to. For Here and Now, I'm Desiree DiOrio.